It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Sean Carlson. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy reversed course on the state's indoor gathering limits yesterday, capping them at 25 people. That's down from the previous limit of 100. He's also threatened to roll back the reopening process after New Jersey's COVID-19 transmission rate reached its highest level since April. Here's Murphy at his coronavirus briefing on Friday.
We still may be among the leaders in having the lower case numbers and daily positivity rates. We don't take that for granted, but we are standing in a very dangerous place.
So just how dangerous is the situation in New Jersey? To help answer that, we're joined now by Dr. Stephanie Silvera. She's a professor of public health at Montclair State University. Hi, doctor. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
So New Jersey, we have to be clear, still has low case numbers and low test positivity rates, but the state's transmission rate is now at its highest level in months since around the time the virus peaked there in April. Murphy is sounding the alarms, as we just heard. How serious is this situation?
So I think the biggest concern when the infection rate or the transmission rate goes up is that we risk flowing over into this widespread community spread again. Similar to what we saw in April when we were peaking. When that happens, and we have to take into account the other metric that's being used, which is our ability to do contact tracing, if the numbers are still low enough and the infection rate starts to go up, that's not terrible if we can trace those cases, isolate people who've been exposed and have themselves quarantined. If that does not happen, we risk having another significant peak.
So you mentioned people being exposed to the virus. The governor has called out these big indoor house parties as being a partial culprit for the increasing case count. Could those really play that significant of a role in New Jersey's COVID-19 transmissions?
I think any indoor activities are higher risk, especially if you're talking about parties where people are eating and drinking and therefore not wearing a mask. There's a lot of growing evidence to support aerosolized spread of this particular virus. So that idea of being 6 feet apart when you're indoors might not be sufficient. And so if you're having people gather with a lot of people with whom they don't currently live and they're not wearing masks, that does increase the risk of spreading this virus.
What about if you're outdoors? The governor obviously is talking about these indoor house parties, but what about people who are crowding Jersey Shore beaches and outdoor bars? How much of a role could those play, those factors play in this rising transmission rate?
So outdoor risk is less than indoor risk because you do have ventilation. There's a breeze, for example. I think when you're on the beaches, people do tend to spread out a little bit. You go with the group that you're with. The gathering at bars, for example, again, is going to be a little bit more concerning because you have people who are gathered together within 6 feet of one another. Especially if you're drinking alcohol, you might think you're 6 feet apart and that distance gets closer and closer
right.
As your, you know, ability to judge goes down a little bit. And so that can increase risk. I would say anytime you're going to be within 6 feet of somebody that you don't live with, you're increasing your risk if you're not wearing some sort of a face covering.
So as we mentioned earlier here, Murphy has now capped indoor gatherings at 25 people. In your opinion, do you think that is an appropriate response to this crisis? And are there other policies that you would like to see the state pursue to bring those numbers back down?
I do think that really limiting the indoor exposure is going to be very helpful. I think that what we have seen is once the stay-at-home order was lifted on June 9th is when we started to see that transmission rate trending back up. Our case numbers are still fairly low, but those have actually also been trending up a little bit over the past several weeks. And so we have to look at, you can do one of two things. You can address it through policy, or we can have individual behavior, or you can have both.
Right.
So we can encourage people to wear face coverings and maintain social or spatial distancing, or you can have these more harsher policies put in place to sort of force people apart. So it's really a matter of the communities and the population working together. So if we want to have things open, we need to make sure that we're behaving in a way that reduces the risk and keeps those transmission rates and the case rates down as low as possible.
One of the biggest open questions here, about reopening is schools, right? Our listeners,
yes,
both in New York and New Jersey, are very concerned about this. How does the rising transmission rate potentially affect that in New Jersey, at least the partial reopening for in-person learning next month in New Jersey?
You know, I suspect if we continue to see the transmission rate increase, that the probability of having face-to-face education starts to decrease. Again, these are indoor activities, at least 6 hours a day, in some cases for schools that are going to be open full day, even for half day, 3.5 hours. And you're asking our children to maintain face coverings throughout that time period. And we've seen that adults have difficulty with that. So I think that if we don't start to see these numbers come back down, and we don't start really talking about the need to educate our children how to properly wear face masks, and we've seen this in other states where schools have started to reopen and you start seeing these cluster of cases. So I'm a little bit dubious about whether or not we're going to be terribly successful having face-to-face education in the fall.
Dr. Stephanie Silvera is a public health professor at Montclair State University. Doctor, thank you so much, and please stay safe, stay healthy, whether it be from the virus or the tropical storm.
Yes, you as well. Thank you for having me.